I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Happy Friday to you. All week, we've been waiting to see whom President-elect Trump plans to nominate for key positions in his administration. And we start things off with one critical job Trump has to fill, director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Today, Trump said he would nominate Republican Congressman Mike Pompeo for the position. So who is Pompeo, and what do we know about him? That's what I asked Reuters investigative reporter and columnist David Rode.
Well, politically, he's a real sort of firebrand. There's talk about how the Tea Party is now going to be in control of the CIA. He was a harsh critic of Hillary Clinton, and what he said was her responsibility for the Benghazi debacle. He did graduate at the top of his class from West Point. He went to Harvard Law School. He was the editor of the Harvard Law Review. He's clearly also, you know, very intelligent. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, how he squares his political statements, which have been very strong and very partisan, with running the CIA, which is supposed to be a dispassionate dispenser of accurate intelligence, not policy recommendations.
So what could his appointment to the CIA, if that happens, mean for the agency going forward? I mean, how much will he change the organization, which is an organization that's gone through quite a few changes in the last decade already?
So he, you know, politically, he accused the Obama administration of not taking the war on radical Islamic terrorism seriously. He criticized the ending of the enhanced interrogation program, and that
torture.
Can be interpreted, yes, torture, that he is calling for the reinstatement of waterboarding and other techniques that were widely viewed as torture. I've been reaching out to current and former CIA officials. The CIA is not interested in reinstating that program. They felt that they followed those rules. They were, you know, deemed torture, and the agency was sort of left, you know, out to dry, hung out to dry, where they followed the rules of the Bush administration. They carried out what many people said was torture and then were harshly criticized for it. And John McLaughlin, a former head of the deputy head of the CIA, told me in an email this morning, no one there would want to do this in terms of reinstituting this kind of interrogation that is viewed as torture.
Yeah. So are the people at the CIA, especially the career officers, are they going to work for Pompeo, happy with his appointment?
I think they're going to give him a chance. I mean, that's what McLaughlin and other people have said. He has a good reputation. You know, he has been on the House Intelligence Committee that, you know, a Democrat, Adam Schiff, a congressman, said that he will listen to the other side of the debate. But he's also made other controversial statements. He wrote in a January editorial in The Wall Street Journal that surveillance, mass collection of phone calls that Edward Snowden leaked, he wants that reinstituted. He wants mass surveillance again. He wants a doubling or tripling in the number of FBI agents in the United States to track terrorism leads. And he even said, in terms of Edward Snowden himself, that he should be brought back to the United States and be given due process, be put on trial. But Pompeo said that Edward Snowden should be given a death sentence.
I've also heard that some people at the agency are ready to leave if he is, in fact, appointed. Have you heard that?
I haven't. I think it depends on whether he calls for the reinstatement of torture, whether, you know, he's pushing them to do surveillance that's not legally authorized. Again, the CIA has this sort of, you know, this view of being out of control and all these people that are willing to break the law. I did a long story we talked about earlier this month about the CIA under John Brennan and sort of post 9/11. Most CIA officers do not want to do things that are not legally authorized by the president. In the end, this will come down to Donald Trump. He can authorize covert action. That gives these officers cover, CIA officers, if they do these things. But there will be nervousness about him. There's no question.
David Rode with Reuters. Thanks very much.
Thank you.